Sanctuary State, New York, illegal alien. Freed into U.S. by Biden admin, accused of beating two-month-old daughter to death. By John Binder on March 14, 2025. An illegal alien, released into the United States by former President Joe Biden's administration, is now accused of beating his two-month-old daughter to death in Nassau County, New York. This week, 20-year-old illegal alien Marlon Rabinales Pretzenson of Guatemala was arrested and charged with second-degree murder of his two-month-old daughter Lisida Rabinales Barrios, who was one of the first babies born this year, on March 7. I want you to all think about this man should not have been in this country, Nassau County Police Commissioner Patrick Ryder said. This man should have never had a child in with him, in his residence. And what he did to this kid is unthinkable. Enough is enough. We got to stop this. We can't have it no more. According to Nassau County Police, first responders found Lisida with head injuries and were told by Rabinales Pretzenson that she had rolled off a bed. Later, Rabinales Pretzenson told investigators that he beat Lisida because he did not respect or want the child. Police allege that Rabinales Pretzenson slapped Lisida across the face, punched her repeatedly in her abdomen, shook her, and threw her on a bed before putting his body weight on her chest. Rabinales Pretzenson first crossed the United States-Mexico border near El Paso, Texas in 2022. Border Patrol agents apprehended Rabinales Pretzenson and released him into the U.S. Interior while awaiting his deportation hearing, where he made his way to the sanctuary state of New York. Rabinales Pretzenson has pleaded not guilty to the murder charge. He remains in police custody and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, has placed a detainer on him. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.